Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
How we doing, folks? Glory Days, the PJ and Jim podcast. A bit back to normal this week, thanks be to Jesus.
Thanks be to God. I swear, there's a lot of new listeners who tuned into our comedy podcast last week and found out that it was just basically the details of essentially a nervous breakdown of...
I still find it extraordinary. Like, so this is, we were told earlier on that this is the 60th episode of this podcast. So this is number 60, right? And obviously 59 of them, including this one, were funny. You know, as in we're acting.
Well, we thought they were anyway. That was the aim. That was what we were looking for.
That's what we're trying to do. And it took one where BJ literally talked about his moment of near death to get us to number two in the comedy section.
So thank you very much for that. I can't wait for Jim's breakdown. That one will get us all the way to number one. We'll be at the top of the charts for weeks when that happens.
Obviously, it's the fact that you pulled back from the brink is what failed us getting to number one.
I know, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know, it's nearly a pity I made it. You'd be flying. Oh, Jim.
Yeah, because you know the way, like, lots of great artists, you know, become huge stars after they go.
They do,
don't
they?
Like painters. So James, painters can't get arrested and then all of a sudden they pop their clogs and they're worth fortunes.
I know. Oh, you missed out, didn't you? Jim McCabe would like to say he is devastated after his friends is no longer with us. But he would like to remind you that 6 to 10... every weekday.
Jim went on to say that he was absolutely shell-shocked and devastated by the loss of his close friend, but that his one-man show would be opening.
His one-man show about this topic. Oh, Jim, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. By the way, I'm sorry,
I feel so good.
The other thing is, right, Clint gave us some insights. Apparently, you can get all sorts of insights.
Yeah.
You know, all the sort of background logistic-y things in our podcast.
Yeah, you can find out who's listening, where they're listening, all of that sort of stuff.
All the analytics, right? So, I mean, there's a number of things, right, that came out of this, right? But I just thought, from your perspective, one of the parts that might be interesting was, of last week's episode, in terms of all the people who listened to it, right, biggest episode we've ever had.
Thousands upon thousands
of people listening. Right. I was very serious. You know what I mean?
Very serious. Very important. It's as serious a thing as I've ever spoken about.
Absolutely. Huge. Yeah. Really important stuff. But only half of the people actually listened all the way through.
Isn't that unbelievable? Half of them got halfway through and says, do you know something?
I don't think this is fucking funny at all.
I couldn't give a fuck what happens to this fella in the end. You know what I mean? It's like it's unbelievable. It's mad, isn't it?
Like, what did they think? Like, halfway through it, did they go, ah, Jay, see, I know, like, he's gone on about it a bit now. I think I'll leave it.
Oh, man, here, this is fairly mid. This isn't a pick-me-up comedy podcast I was promised. You know, it reminds me as well, because during the week when I was in the pub, you know, I did the Late Late and we told the story on the Late Late about, you know, recovery from depression and the whole lot. And this guy came up to me in the pub. It's Ken, his name's Ken. He came up to me in the pub and he goes, come here, I was watching it on the telly there during the night, but it was a bit jarred, he goes, and I fell asleep before the end. And he said, was there a happy ending to that story? And I was there, well, no offence, Ken, but I'm fucking here, aren't I? Like, I'm actually alive. And I have a smile on my face, so I would say that was a pretty happy ending.
I wonder what his definition of it was.
Yeah, what did he think
was happening there?
What did he think?
Like, your man died, but in fairness, he left his slippers to the plug. What was he thinking?
Yeah, no, he got through it. He's still miserable, but he's jarred and, you know, I just thought I'd find out.
What a bizarre thing. Did it have a happy ending?
Did it have a happy ending? And the amount of... The people have it arseways. Like, I put up a post about Stephanie Prisner and, you know, the way that... And she saved me life, essentially. And I put up a post about the two of us. How last year I nearly didn't make it. And this year I'm sitting with her and her new baby.
Yeah.
And then everyone starts going, I'll tell you something. You're going to make a great father. It's not my baby. It's her baby. Yeah. And people had it all wrong.
Obviously, these are the people who bailed out halfway through us.
Yeah. And people who thought that we met on the ward. Like, no, she wasn't sick. She was the one looking after me. Yeah.
There's other kind of insights as well. I think I think that you're the way you're multilingual and all.
Oh, God.
Could be helping out because, so obviously the most people who listen to the podcast, they listen in Ireland, right? And then the next batch is you'd expect that the English speaking countries like the States and the UK and all that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And Australia, although English speaking in Australia.
Yeah, well, it's a version, it's a dialect of, I would say.
Certainly, yeah. Clint's taking all the credit for that. But then you see, you know the way you're fluent in your Spanish.
Well, not fluent in Spanish.
Well, that's the next best thing. The Spanish people are all over this.
Imagine the Spanish ones listening to this and thinking it was comedy. They'd be like, those Irish have the weirdest sense of humour.
Yeah, yeah. Like, never go to a comedy club in Ireland. It's the most depressing thing you've ever heard.
I swear, I don't know what. I didn't think it was funny at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Because it was. I think Germany was top of the list for a while.
The Germans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've slipped down. I don't know what we've done. Ever since we went there, probably. That's probably what happened. We physically went to Germany and they suddenly decided, Jesus.
Oh, they were there. There's those two sausage munching bastards. They were over here.
Ruining our economy. Yeah. Mad. And then the other thing is, the other insight that he gave us is what people listen on.
Because obviously we're not going to be on the traditional wireless in Spain or Germany. Yeah?
Exactly, you know. So naturally enough, there's all sorts of phones and things. But the best thing about it is, right, so the count is there's Apple, well, grand, all the iPhones or whatever, they're out there. And then there's this thing that's just called Unknown Device Brand.
Unknown device brand.
So they don't even. So like, what's that?
It's like
homemade or something.
A fucking tin can and a piece of string attached to a speaker. Is it?
Yeah, because all the other brands are there. Samsung and you know that one that is every. I can never. Hawaii. Huawei. And Google and Nokia. Nokia are still knocking around. Fair play.
I
didn't even know those 5310s had the fucking internet on them.
Yeah, that's just one. It's just some lad, he charged it in 1990 and he's seeing how long he can get out of it.
I wonder what Unknown Device Brand is. Knockoffs probably, is it?
Yeah, must
be. Some lad bought it when he was on holidays.
Yeah, something like that it has to be, yeah. You know.
Bananas.
It's gas though, I don't know. What a mad week it's been though. Jesus, what a mad week.
And it's not over, yes. I mean, as we record this, we haven't even taken on our cycle. I mean, that could end up being another near-death experience.
Also, can I just tell you as well what's happened in this thing? People have been walking up to me on the street and saying, can I give you a hug, right?
Oh, Jesus.
They have, yeah. Can I just say this? Thank you very much. No is the answer. No! It's nice.
What the?
And I'm also saying...
Literally, I mean, all through lockdown, we made a specific point of saying that one of the advantages was the minimal human contact.
Minimal human contact. And, by the way... It started. I've started to get requests in to turn up at businesses and give talks to the staff on mental health and all that, right? Can I just say, I am not a professional. I am the one that's mentally challenged. Get an expert. I'll do it because you're going to pay, but I'm telling you, I'm the wrong guy.
That's brilliant, isn't it? Yeah. Now listen, just for all of you people here, okay, my message is simply this. I don't care about you. I'm doing it for the money.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to you. But I'm all about getting paid.
Your boss is out there giving me a heap of cash, so I'm here to say whatever it is that you want me to say.
Yeah.
Talk to each other, yeah?
I'm willing to give it a go. But I do think there maybe are better people in this country to probably do those talks. Yeah, I don't know.
Professionals and all.
Professionals,
that carry
you know.
On.
Yeah.
This could be the start.
Unless I'd be just banging out prescriptions. I mean, imagine walking out. Yeah, what's wrong with you? Yeah. A bit blue there on Saturday. Where are you? Round. Two Guinness and a packet of crisps. Next. Yeah, next? What do you like doing? Yeah,
be like a confession queue.
Yeah, the confession queue, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Right, you had a fight with your girlfriend, right? You've been a bit down, a bit of anxiety, obviously, you might break up with you. Really, yeah.
Half a nagging and.
Half a nagging and a 20 minute cycle. Next.
Not in that order.
Not in that order, yeah, do it the other way around. Yeah, Jesus, you don't want to do what me and Jim did. Half killed ourselves going to break. I'll do that.
I mean, who knows where this could launch you? You know what I mean? This could be extraordinary. This could take you in a whole new dimension, whole new direction.
You never know. Yeah,
God, yeah. Imagine if the show had to be. Imagine we ended up as a current affairs program.
Imagine. Can you like what? I'm actually stuck for words.
I know. This is exactly what the show would be.
Yeah. people coming in and talking about all kinds of serious things, the health situation in the country, and you know, the budget, us doing the budget. You can imagine Pascal O'Donoghue in here going, and then we have to make cuts. Yeah, but so if I have four oranges, right? Last year, yeah. I two lemons and a Mars bar in my pocket, and I'm on a train that's travelling 15 miles an hour. How much Turkish delights do I get for the fiver?
Now that's a budget speech I want to hear.
Yeah, man.
That's what I want. That'd be absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Imagine that. Yeah. So the Minister for Housing comes in. Now, listen. You know, if your roof right is pointing towards the south and all, and you want your garden to be pointing,
yeah, yeah.
Like how do you
do that? Minister for Foreign Affairs. How? What? Tell us all the dirty words in Chinese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How do you say Mickey in French?
How do you say bastard in Austrian? Yeah, I don't know.
That's an insight into current affairs people are missing out
on. I know, yeah, yeah. I don't think, yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Who do you think has the better hummus, the Palestinians or the Israelis? Who has the better hummus? Controversial, I know. Let's get into it.
Yeah, yeah,
the big.
Yeah. In fairness, they come here for the big stories.
Yeah, who do you think had it first? Who? Well, come on. Money where your mouth is. Let's do this, Minister.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is it true that the Spanish do make the best Spanish omelette?
Yeah, is it? Come on, because the Portuguese have an argument for this.
Anyway, listen, we're going to give you some of the best bits during the week. And just, I mean, I don't think anybody has, but in case you missed out on last week's podcast or whatever, we ended up having a chat about the after effects of it during the week this week. And, you know, again, some of the references that were made to what's happened for you, you know, some of the things that have started to crop up as a result.
Oh, my God, were
surprising, to say the least.
Very surprising, but...
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, I sincerely thank you very much to everyone who sent me so many nice messages during the week, you know.
Don't keep going on about it.
Very nice of you. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. You know,
God,
yeah.
I'm talking about milking it. My God.
Another month. I'll get tired of it in a month.
A few months in a hospital.
I think it's only fair that they send me messages of niceness for the same amount of time I wasn't feeling well. So thank you very much. Keep doing it. And just for me, don't put Jim on them. Thank you. Jim did nothing.
That's great. That's lovely.
He only held the fort, you know. It's the usual.
Right. So some of the best bits from Jordan the week. We had a chat about lies.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember, what was that about?
I can't remember, to be honest with you, but we were talking about lies. I do remember. It was the how many lies we tell in any 24-hour or in a week. The percentage of lies that we all tell on average in a week. That's it.
Good stuff, so we'll hear that. Also, we found out that you can forget about your knives and forks. Ditch them, they're no use. Even if, like PJ, only have one of each. But no, get rid of them. They're no use. Eat with your hands.
Eat with your hands, yeah.
That seems to be the message. We had a chat about that during the week. Also, if you feel the passion has gone in your relationship, well, there's a few indicators as to what you might be doing to cause that.
Yes.
There was some absolute belters in there.
Belters.
There are lads out there who really, you'd have to say, how they lasted this long.
Yeah.
How did they ever get it?
I'll be honest with you, some of them are so outrageous, I think I'm going to try them. You know, see if I can get away with it.
Well, just listen out for this now. If any of these start to ring a bell with you, that could be the reason why the passion's missing in your life. But listen, we're going to start with, as I say, a little bit of a recap on some of the revelations that were done in the last podcast, and we chatted about it during the week and the kind of, as I say, the aftermath for PJ. So have a listen. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Loads of messages coming in, naturally enough, as you'd expect. Loads of messages coming in for PJ, so we'll give him a chance to kind of scroll through them through the course of the morning. In between doing his other job as well.
Oh, sorry, why you make me do that?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I have to try and get his day job out of him as well.
Oh, gee, for sure.
There'll be no work out
as
of him.
As if I'm not.
There'll be no work out of him today.
Yeah, that would well. Might as well stick to a good routine then.
But yeah, listen, loads of messages, and he will get through them, honestly, through the course of the morning or whatever. Loads of nice messages, loads of stuff where people are saying that, you know, not just kind of well done, as in pat on the back stuff, fair play to you, but lots of people who had a much more sort of personal interaction with it.
Oh, yeah, the amount of messages I got from people over this, I couldn't keep up. Honestly, yeah. I've never seen that like it.
It kind of highlights the whole sort of unspoken aspect to it all, doesn't it?
Unbelievable, yes.
It's like when you open the cap
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Suddenly, like.
Not Medusa's box.
I honestly thought you were going to say Medusa's balls comes out. And I was thinking, what? That's not the affray. She's not the one with the loads of heads.
That's the snake hair.
Yeah.
Pandora's box. That's the one we're thinking of. Yeah.
Medusa might have been in there.
Once upon a time. She might have come out of the box as well. Yeah. That's the thing. That's what it feels like, anyway.
It's a great gag, actually, in I think it's Notting Hill, is it? Anyway, that involves Pandora's box, but not for the radio.
All right, yeah.
Lots of people, because it seemed as though a lot of people were sort of able to turn around and say, you know, God, I did, you know, me, myself, this, that and the other, whatever it was, their circumstances.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? As a result of that.
And there's actually been some very funny stuff as well. So, like, people I don't know and all.
Yeah.
One fella says, listen, we've never met, but I just want you to know, no matter what, I'm here for you, right? I'm here, no matter what.
Nice.
And then I clicked on his Twitter profile. Lives in Glasgow. Yeah. He's literally not here.
Now you'll have to come over.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? And if I'm in, I'm here,
I'll be at work, but on Saturday.
Yeah.
In November.
Just ring me beforehand.
Just to be sure. I'll be at the Celtic game.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But there's loads, obviously, basically every message really dominated by that, naturally enough, as you'd expect. And as I say, PJ will get a chance to go through them.
And all the people who say, of course, he's mentally ill, doesn't he support balls?
I saw a few of that on Twitter.
And a few people going, how is he the one that's mentally ill when he's the most annoying one of the two of them?
The other thing was, you were saying on the subject of messages, you were saying you actually have never had. Like, you were genuinely surprised that it, as you put it, blew up in the way that it did.
I didn't think it was going to be as big as it was, honestly, yeah.
Because it dominated media right across the weekend.
Yeah, no, but I've done the Late Late Show quite a lot. Mm. And I've never had anything as big as this, you know. Like, it's never. I didn't think it was going to be as big as it is, I'll be honest with you.
Mm.
I'd like to say, where were you all when I was selling tickets? But that's all right. If you say you're here for me, you know, you obviously weren't.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's all right. Yeah.
If he was able to play the Three Arena instead of the Vicar Street all those times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just something.
So essentially I'm saying, like, you say you're here, very nice of you and all. Can I have €23? Here. If you want a chat, like.
Yeah. But I don't know, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Well, you were saying that it was actually, it got to the stage where you just couldn't keep up.
You actually
turned the phone off, leave it behind.
I had to walk away from the phone for a couple of days. It was too much.
You can have too much of a good thing.
Yeah. The phone literally blew up. That's the euphemism, isn't it? Mary Lou McDonald sent me a message and all. The shinners blew up me phone, man. it was amazing.
Fair play to her, she reached out. Very nice of her.
That's
very good.
She's not the only one, actually. I've got a good few of them.
Look at you with political leaders and everything reaching out to you. There'll be no stopping you now.
I
won't hear the end of it now.
And I'll tell you something, if you want a date, lads, go mad. Because the phone numbers that arrived into the phone.
Really?
Oh, lads, yeah.
Call me
anytime. I'm wearing nothing at home. Oh, lads, it's off the rock.
Really?
It's off the rocker, I was going to say. No, that's me. It's off the charts. I swear to God.
Good Lord.
I never knew it was so attractive to be so sad.
It must be. That's probably it, is it?
Yeah.
It's like a sick puppy syndrome or something.
It must be something like that.
And you are one sick puppy.
I am. I am.
Look at the big dopey eyes. It must be like... You know, we get those lads on death row and all.
Yeah.
Are always having.
I mean, people write to them and all, yeah.
Yeah.
And they get married and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what comparison I was trying to make.
He's basically trying to find out if I'm a murderer.
You know what I mean? I wasn't sure. But anyway.
Yeah,
anyway, yeah. That's fantastic. Oh, my God. So it's incredible. I didn't see that coming.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, people coming on to you like.
Oh, yeah, jeepers. I would have pretended I was mad before I was, if that was the case. You know, I would have said, I was definitely thinking. But there you go. Not mad. That's probably not the term you're supposed to use.
Well, you're allowed to do it. You know what I mean? You're allowed to say whatever you want to say because it's yours. You own it.
Unfortunately, it's gone. Nobody will want to go out with me now. Now that they feel so much better.
So when you replied, I'm feeling great. That's fantastic. They went, all right, well, I'll leave it so.
How's Jim?
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
34 lies a week is what we tell on average. 34 a week.
That sounds...
Each and everybody.
Small.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, I'm an awful liar if it comes to doing things. Ah, oh, my God, I'd use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
Anything as an excuse. And they did this big survey, 2,000 adults they did it with. And 42% of those considered themselves to be fibbers anyway. The other ones thought they were... pretty truthful. But
the other ones lied about it.
The other ones just lied. Of course they did. Of course they did. The number one biggest lie we tell is I forgot. Oh, gee, I totally slipped my mind. Oh, I can't. Gee, I can't believe I let you. Oh, gee, and I was gone. I was on the way, wasn't I, love? Wasn't I on the way? I was, you know, that. So I forgot.
Actually, that's probably one of the few lies I don't tell because I do genuinely forget. That's you know me, I have a desperate memory.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So I probably would actually forget.
I know. Yeah.
But I mean, if I did remember, I would tell a
but
lie.
That's why it makes for a believable lie now,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I'll do it tomorrow is the second biggest lie, you know. I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't. That's when I'm lying to myself.
I was just going to say, you wouldn't commit to that.
No.
Yeah.
I'd lie to myself.
No,
though.
You'd go with straight with the kind of, look, I forgot. And that's the end of it. There's no point in going back in the net.
Yeah, no point now. Now it's too late now. It's not. You've just 6 months. No.
No. You know me.
Personal deadlines are important to me. Yes. I am listening. Of course, we've all lied that one away.
Yeah.
Like, be it
yeah.
in a relationship setting or a work meeting setting or whatever. We've all said, no, I'm listening, yes. I think you made a very good point.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Well, yeah. I mean, the relationship setting for most of us, that one of... You're not listening to what I said. I am listening.
I am.
Yeah. What did I just say?
You said... I know what you said. You know. What are you quizzing me for anyway?
But you have a very unique way in the kind of business setting.
Yeah. I just tune out. I realise I can do it in relationships and business. I tune out and I just hear the last three words of every sentence. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
So it's the show next week. Yeah, show next week. Jim is going. Yeah, Jim's going. Grant. That's good. Yeah. Lunchtime. Oh, brilliant. Let's go. Lunchtime. Yeah.
Oh,
you know, I just
if only people realised how close to the truth that was. Extraordinary.
Yeah, that's
so. What else are the biggies?
I'm busy. Then I'm always pulling that.
You know, well, that's for everything.
What are you doing next Friday? I'm in space. Spacer. Yeah. Oh, I'm going away. Oh yeah, where are you going? Oh, France, I think. Forgotten now. It's either France or Spain. The one where they speak Dutch. I'm going to that one. You know, that's the one I'm going to. The wooden shoes, lads. Yeah. I'm going to see them.
Can I just, know I'm jumping ahead slightly, but I just spotted one there on that list that you have.
Yeah.
And it's don't know what happened there. That is, we know a guy.
We know the ultimate.
And it's magnificent to see this man. It's slightly more visual, really, but he'd be challenged with something. Did you press something there? Did you do something there? What?
But he'd be...
No.
He'd be sitting behind the big controls of the radio station. And the radio station would suddenly not be on air anymore. And the boss would run and go, did you touch something? I swear to God, no. Wasn't me.
No.
I'd be patting
his
chest.
But like, it can't happen unless you press the button. Yeah. I don't know what happened there.
But the button's in.
I don't know
how that happened. It must have fell in. The button fell in as well. Must have just fell in. I don't know what happened there. All the time. You used to do it all the time. I've never seen anything like it. Something happened to the radio station.
It was so special because he has such an angelic face.
And such an innocent.
And it was looked with big wide eyes just looking at you. I don't know. I don't know what happened there.
Yes,
I was just sitting there. Didn't touch anything.
Just looks like a startled cow all the time. it's unreal. He came in one of the days. He did something. The boss came running in. And he just let one go. He farted and nearly knocked the boss out so he wouldn't have to take responsibility.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
PJ's just finished having his morning porridge and thankfully he used a spoon because I was afraid when he told me this other story that, well, I wasn't sure how it was going to go.
Well, this is the thing, you see. Charles Spence is a professor, he's a psychologist, and he says that giving up using cutlery altogether is the secret to enjoying food properly. Right. That, he
so
says
you
that,
should have sat there with your bowl of porridge, scooping it out with your fingers.
Yeah,
you?
Or just eating it like an old horse, straight out of the bowl. Head down.
Head,
yeah.
Head in.
Yeah, yeah. He says eating with your hands can heighten the dining experience even for meals like pasta or curries or anything, he says.
Curries?
Yeah, yeah. He says, look, it's scientifically proven to improve the texture and the flavour of the food. And, well, a whole lot of health benefits as well. I don't understand why there's health benefits, but that's what he says. But it, like things like burgers and tacos and tortillas and wraps and chicken wings and hot dogs and... I'm just saying things now I'd like to have at the moment.
Yeah, that just sounded like you were reading the menu.
But he's saying, yeah, it's much... It changes your experience with food. Also, if you're going on a date, right? So if you're going on a date with someone... Go somewhere you have to eat with your hands. So he's saying you can go out to a 5-star proper fancy
Lardy-dar.
Silver service Lardy-dar restaurant, and the experience won't be any better than having like a burger and chips with someone because it's a. Because you're so much more involved in your burger and chips.
I mean, I get it.
Or an old sandwich or something.
You know, I get the idea. It's a much more, you know, visceral kind of thing. And you're holding the food and it's great. And,
yeah.
And for food like chips, I mean, you know, eating chips with your fingers is way better than eating chips with a fork.
Oh,
there's no two ways
you.
About it, right?
A fork is only there to separate you from your senses. That's all it is.
And all of the other stuff that you mentioned, things like that, burgers, hot dogs.
Yeah.
Chicken wings. I'm very fond of chicken wing. I know you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why I think I love them even more, because it's the one thing you'd never take off me plate. But anyway, fond of a chicken wing and
yeah,
all that.
Of course.
But I mean, surely you have to draw the line somewhere.
Well,
I mean, even like you saying curries.
That's what he says.
I mean, I don't mind scooping a bit up with the old naan bread, by all means.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean,
well,
I don't know if you'd be able to like dig your hand into your bowl.
Imagine you met someone for breakfast, going out with a young one or something. And like you met her for breakfast and she had just 2 full Irish, please. She just starts picking up all the sausages and rashers and brushing the beans off the plate into the middle of her hands and gobbling them up. I'd be there. She's the girl for me, I'd be thinking. there's a woman who doesn't.
Soup. That's, you know.
Soup, yeah.
I don't know.
Handfuls.
You know, you're talking about going on a date. I mean, imagine somebody literally like just, you know, slurping it out with their hands.
Yeah, you'd be going, ooh, I don't know, maybe this...
Hot!
I'd be there. I suppose I always knew when I met the woman of my dreams, she'd be embarrassing in public. But that's
a perfect match.
Yeah, and then you'd be sitting there with your hot dog, cut with a knife and fork.
What we were saying about those things, that his suggestion is you go on a date where you use food that you would eat with your hands.
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember back in the day with the old kebabs, the old doner kebabs?
Oh, yeah.
And there'd be enough sauce going down your face.
All over your
face. It was impossible to have enough of those little napkin things.
You couldn't do it, no.
You couldn't have enough of them.
No.
You
go through 60.
That's a hell of a look for a date, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd look like you had a big shaving accident, wouldn't you? You'd just have red stuff all the way down your face and neck and little bits of tissue stuck in it. You'd be there going, is there any chance of a second date? Would you like to lick the curry off me face by any chance?
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Passion killers. People get used to themselves, you know. Whether you're in the nude or clothes or whatever you're doing, relationships take a bit of work, and sometimes the energy just...
The passion just
it isn't
not
what
there.
It was, you know, yeah. and then so they've done a lot of research, they've spoken to a lot of people, women and men, and they've asked women and men, what are the biggest passion killers that they have experienced in the act of them...
Being passionate.
That's a great way of putting it. Yeah,
yeah, very passionate.
And some lads, I say, like the women's ones are. Oh my God! Well, they're bad enough, but like the one fella, he checked his phone to see what the football results were in the middle of it. So they were doing the thing and whatever, and it was
referred to it as the indoor camping. They were involved in some indoor camping.
And
he checked his phone
and doing the he must have been thinking Paul McGrath or whatever. Yeah. And then he must have been thinking, oh James, that reminds me, and the match was on, so they were doing it, and he picked up his phone, he just checked live score to see what the score was, and that of course didn't of course he kind of ruined the mood a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, well, she's giving out about it anyway.
She obviously wasn't a football fan, is that what you're trying to say?
No, she was into Leeds. So definitely not a football fan.
God, that's pretty
bad, isn't
shocking,
it? Yeah.
Isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Checking your phone in the...
Yeah,
wow.
I know. And then you get, like, people are so different now. You know, like this. Apparently, lads try to make They tried to make do and to do with their missus like a now bluey, and that's really a big turn off, you know, when they're doing, oh, look at you there with the big, oh, you know, talking dirty, you know.
Right.
Oh, jeepers, the hoop on you.
Whatever, let's make it look like the movies.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Oh, yeah, yeah, good. Oh, yeah, dirty thing.
Well, just to be fair, anybody starts walking in going, talking like that and all, that's not going to help either.
I know, yeah, yeah. That, isn't that amazing? That's what Irish voices don't belong in blueys. Sure, they don't.
Yeah.
Oh, jeepers, oh, look at the big, oh, the ditties, oh, the. You know, you, whatever, you don't like, so that's a that, that's a big turn off,
right?
Then,
so you know, so not trying to, you know, stage manage it,
yeah,
not trying to go, not trying to be too again, falling into your great philosophy of life, stop setting your standards so high.
Yeah.
Lower the bar, people, lower the bar,
just get it over with. You know, just,
I wasn't going quite that low, but you know, I suppose
just get it out. You won't have to touch each other again for another 3 months if you play your cards right. You know, just get it over with. Right. And then there's having pets in the bedroom, big turn off for women. You know, I don't know. Yeah, I suppose if there's a dog that keeps trying to jump up on the bed or something, and you're like,
yeah, that could interfere.
You know, he's there,
and especially with a dog lover like you, if you're in the middle of, you know, supposedly having a very close and personal time with somebody, and you're going around going, "Who's a lovely boy? Who's a lovely boy?"
And I'd be there. No, it's me. Get out, you. It's me she's talking to. I'm the lovely boy for once. You know. He'd see all the pillows and everything moving around, think you're eating a biscuit without him. So that, and then there's moving too fast, you know, the not enough not enough preview, I suppose you might call it.
Oh, right, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. So, like, skipping all the trailers.
Skipping all the trailers.
Don't get the main feature.
No kiss. Straight in, no kiss. You
know
like, all
saying.
That, yes.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
very
yeah,
much
yeah,
a turn
yeah,
off. And then talking about the times they've done it with other people or whatever. Who does that in the middle of it?
I was just going to say, who does that?
Imagine you two years going,
ooh. You know something you very much remind me of.
Yeah, imagine, ooh, ah, ooh, jeepers, ooh, this man, ooh, here, you wouldn't do what Debbie used to do years ago. Ooh, ah, what was that? Ooh, did you put your hand, woo!
Oh, yeah, woo.
Like, yeah, you know.
That's never going to
work. Whoever
thought
work.
That was a good idea?
Yeah, me now.
And there's me thinking that checking the football results was a bad idea earlier on. I thought that was as low as it was going to go.
Yeah, I wouldn't have even brought it up, only Liverpool were playing. Imagine. So they're being selfish in bed, of course, all just trying to please themselves. Smoking, of course, is a turn off.
Well, that's positively dangerous.
Well, that's
in smoking in bed, they say is a very bad thing. Don't do it anyway.
I know,
for
I
the
don't,
risk of fire.
I don't think it means in the bed. I think just the general smoking and the smell of it.
Oh, you. I thought
not
you
like
meant,
not like
meant,
he's standing behind her with a fag in his mouth.
I thought it was going to be a sort of, again, like checking the footballers. Sorry, hang on there a second. I just need to have a quick fag.
Oh, yeah, can you imagine? Do you want to go upstairs? I certainly do. I will grab the pipe.
Yeah.
Imagine, yeah, yeah.
I hope it's good for you.
Flat cap on a pipe. Yeah. This really is a Sunday afternoon I was looking for. Yeah, yeah. Like a handful of cigars or whatever. Only wants it when he's drunk. Being a bad kisser, that's of course is very tough. Right. That's never a good
so
thing.
So far, I haven't heard. Oh, yeah. These are all so basically.
Oh, these are all for the lads.
There's none the other way around.
Yeah, yeah. Lads find a big turn off like them. You know, them huge knickers, them things that you could, like, you know, them ones. That you they look like.
The old Bridget Jones jobs.
Yeah, they looks like a cover for a small car. Do you know them? Lads aren't really into them.
Yeah.
Or wanting to do it the same way all the time. That's a big turn off for the lads. You know, you're like, I don't know about that. I've always said it. You're in a relation long enough, stop experimenting. You have three ways, you know. They're tried and trusted. Stick with it. You know what I mean? Anything else, you'll get you in trouble.
Better the devil you know.
Better the devil you know. Like I said, get it over with.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There you go. Some of the best bits during the week. From during the week. It was during the week.
It was during the week.
It's such a weird week because it was so... Like, it was topped and tailed, or will be topped and tailed, of the big revelation on Monday.
Yeah.
And then the big cycle... On Friday,
yeah.
And it was all the stuff that was going on in between or whatever. It felt very condensed or something, didn't it?
Yeah, it was very condensed. Well, I think it's going to be kind of funny next week, right?
Right.
Is that, remember, I was on the front pages of all the newspapers last week. and one of the papers had "My Hell" as the headline, which, by the way, I never said.
No, of course not. When has that ever
been? I said things much worse than that, and things were, and it was "My Hell," but "My Hell." Yeah. And the thing is that was from Friday's, the newspapers, Friday, Wednesday and Saturday. And we're about to do the cycle, and I know it's just going to be a different picture of us on the paper next week with "Our Hell" written on it. Because you're going to find it so hard to do what is a relatively short cycle for charities.
And
so,
I mean, when you have emergency services volunteering.
I know.
What does that say? Literally, the National Ambulance Service, we didn't even ask them. They volunteered to come along for fear that we would either hurt ourselves or other people.
For free. Do you know how much it cost me for the fucking psychiatrist last year? I mean, honest to God.
I mean, and the thing about it is, like, we're laughing about it now. We have no idea what. I mean,
I know.
We haven't contemplated falling off.
No, no.
You know, I mean, we did. We did one little scoot around the block. Supposedly as a time trial.
Yeah, we were very wobbly though. You were, in fairness to you, I was giving out to you for wobbling around the place, but you were doing it one handed. You were like a drunken Hell's Angel, drinking a bottle of whiskey and waving it over your head, holding that microphone. I think it will be easier than that, to be honest.
We'll get up a little, you know, bit of a
we'll get a bit
head
of pace,
of speed
and we have the guards around us and the ambulance and all that. That builds a bit of confidence as well, so I'm sure we'll be grand. And then sure, there's the naggins we're going to have when we get to the end, or maybe halfway through. Sure. You know,
do we get those little flasks with us on the bike? Do you get those little things, you know, the
little
water bottles?
Bottle things? Oh, yeah.
I didn't notice if there was a space for that.
I didn't notice either. It's a whole matter. So, like, hydration is overrated anyway.
Maybe we could get those bicycle hats to have the straw things coming out of them, you know, going down to your mouth, like those beer hats.
Yeah, because we won't look ridiculous enough in our nappy pants. Going from here to Bray. Yeah.
Right. Well, look, I suspect we'll talk about it next week. But,
if you want to see if we made it, by the way, we'll be twisted by about 6 o'clock in Bray. this day next week.
You fancy showing up, I'm just pointing from a distance.
If you want to have a look into the Martello and say, see if we're alive, I'd actually appreciate it.
Right. Good luck.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.